From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. CIA Director John Brennan says ISIS is likely to try to carry out more attacks outside Syria and Iraq.
I certainly would not consider it a one-off event. It is clear to me that ISIL has an external agenda, that they are determined to carry out these types of attacks. I would anticipate that this is not the only operation that ISIL has in the pipeline.
But Brennan says it's not inevitable that the extremists will succeed. President Obama says the U.S. will intensify but not change its strategy against ISIS in the wake of the Paris attacks. At the close of the G20 summit in Turkey today, the president said deploying ground troops to battle the extremists would be a mistake. French President François Hollande says he'll meet with U.S. and Russian leaders to discuss uniting efforts to destroy ISIS. In the meantime, NPR's Lauren Freyer reports Hollande says he'll intensify his country's military operations in Syria.
Christophe Moko says he was unsure about French airstrikes in Syria, but then came the Paris attacks for which ISIS has claimed responsibility. Now the 22-year-old Frenchman says he fully supports the campaign.
So if you want to blow our up, we're going to blow you first, right? To defend ourselves.
French President François Hollande says Friday's attacks were acts of war, planned in Syria and launched from Belgium with help from French locals. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Paris.
More deadly violence today between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris reports it erupted when troops were sent to destroy the home of a Palestinian accused of killing an Israeli.
Palestinian officials say two Palestinian men were killed in the clashes with Israeli troops. The Israeli military says soldiers were fired on and shot back. The troops did fulfill their mission of destroying the family home of a Palestinian arrested on charges of killing an Israeli man near a spring in the West Bank last summer. Israeli officials say this practice deters future attacks. More than 80 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the past 2 months of violence. Israel says more than half were carrying out or attempting an attack. 12 Israeli Jews have been killed in attacks by Palestinians and one Israeli Arab during the same period. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In Minneapolis, protesters are demanding city police provide the identity of an officer who shot a black man as they were responding to reports of an assault yesterday. Jamar Clark is reportedly on life support. Police and witnesses differ on whether the man was handcuffed when he was shot. A state investigation is underway, but protesters want the FBI to step in. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 196 points. This is NPR. Marriott International is poised to become the world's largest hotel company, announcing today it's acquiring Starwood Hotels for more than $12 billion. The move brings Sheraton, Westin, W, and St. Regis under Marriott's leadership. The federal government has reached a settlement with Education Management Corporation, once the second-largest for-profit college provider in the country. As NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports, the company will pay nearly $100 million to settle accusations of hyper-aggressive recruitment tactics.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Education Secretary Arne Duncan are both calling the agreement an historic settlement. EDMC operates under names including Argosy University and the Art Institutes, currently with about 100,000 students nationwide. The case was originally brought by whistleblowers under the False Claims Act, saying that the colleges were illegally compensating recruiters per student enrolled. The result was that working parents, veterans, and others were pushed into debt for unsuitable programs. Secretary Duncan calls the settlement a, quote, clear warning to other career colleges to steer away from fraudulent and predatory practices. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, New York.
The Supreme Court has rejected an anti-abortion group's effort to force disclosure of Planned Parenthood and government records about a contract for family planning services. New Hampshire Right to Life had filed the suit. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.